Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them, and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it, and have said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt.' I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone, so that my anger may burn against them, and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. "O Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever.'" Then the Lord relented, and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. The Almighty had shown perfect faithfulness. He rescued his people from slavery in Egypt, delivered them from Pharaoh's pursuing army by dividing the waters of the Red Sea, and entered into a special relationship with his people, a covenant relationship, at Mount Sinai. The Israelites responded with white-hot betrayal. They turned away from God to worship an idol made of gold and cast in the form of a calf. But there was Moses. He sought the favor of the Lord his God. He approached the Almighty to plead for his people, and God in his mercy did not bring the disaster he had threatened. Here's where we come in. The Lord still shows us perfect faithfulness, and we still respond by worshiping golden calves. Our idols might look a little different, but our lack of love and dedication to our Creator is the same. Like Israel, our destruction is well deserved. But there is Jesus. He pleads for his people, for us, for you. He stands between us and the white-hot wrath of God. God's perfect justice and his love for the world came together as Jesus hung on the cross and cried out, "Father, forgive them." Nothing is more important than this. If you don't have peace with God, then disaster awaits. But in Christ Jesus, that peace is yours, now and always. Dearest Jesus, you cried out, "Father, forgive them," as you suffered on the cross for my sins. Fill my heart with the peace that comes from knowing your salvation. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.